Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA, by Town Transport, what premium service is about, by Buffalo Wild Wings, roar! And by Catsup Brothers, we remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Coming up, we will hear from head coach Ken Niumatalolo, get some of his thoughts on what he liked about the opening win over Holy Cross. We'll also hear from our Brianna Sorensen, who sat down with co-defensive coordinator Brian Norwood about his return to Annapolis, where he had a successful tenure the first time around, and of course, rejoins his good friend, head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Bijan Nichols is the kicker for the Mids, and the debut was successful with a big boomer from 44 yards. We'll hear from him as well. It's all part of this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
We all have missions, like mission late-night tacos at the taco truck that only takes cash, but is so worth getting cash for. Whatever your mission, trust e-checking from Navy Federal Credit Union with ATM rebates, no monthly fees, and unlimited taco potential.
Another round?
Mm-hmm. The free account with perks for members. See if you can join today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. ATM fee rebates up to $10 per statement period. Insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer, sports.
Every college football fan knows how important it is to have the right coach. But have you ever thought about how important it is to have the right financial coach? At First Command Financial Services, our advisors have been helping service members and their families make smart financial decisions for almost 60 years. Ready to get your financial life squared away? Visit us at firstcommand.com to learn more and locate the knowledgeable First Command Financial Advisor nearest you.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for each Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in-stock merchandise. Visit usnabsd.com for information.
Are you a member of the Kid Shipman Club? For just $25, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Visit NavySports.com for more information. The Kid Shipman Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. The Mids victorious over Holy Cross in the opener, with big days on the ground from Nelson Smith and C.J. Williams. The slots overall running for 270 yards in the game. The damage on Malcolm Perry minimally, only to carry the ball 10 times. Threw 6 of 9 for over 100 yards in the contest as well. But when you run the football that effectively, head coach Ken Niumatalolo says there's no doubt the work started up front with the offensive line.
You can always, you know, look at fundamentals and your pad level and your footwork and your hand placement and your hat placement. You can always improve on that, but, you know, if you rush for that many yards, the O-line's got to be doing something. Right. You know what I mean? So I was pleased with the first game with the O-line.
Right. In terms of Malcolm, I mean, I thought he was very decisive. He looked in control. I think your whole thing of making it clear to him that he's the starting quarterback, period, end of story, back in the spring, I really think made a world of difference for him. And I thought it showed in the opener.
Yeah, it was a totally different game, Wags, than last year at Hawaii.
Right.
I mean, he was in complete command of the offense. He knew where he was running. He made all his checks. He saw things that were happening. And that's got to happen. You know what I mean? Coach Jasper can be on the side calling things, but he's got to go out there on the field and see what's going on.
Right,
And he's got to see it out there. And if he does that, it gives us a great chance. Option-wise, there's only so many guys you can crack and double team and read off and pitch off. And if we just got to make people honest, you know what I mean? We got to throw the ball more to keep people back.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Mids getting set for the Pirates of East Carolina They are 1-1, a win over Gardner Webb, and they were losers to NC State in their opening game, 34-3. And, of course, don't forget, coming up December the 14th, Philadelphia, it's the Army-Navy game, brought to you by USAA. USAA, of course, with their continued support of the Army-Navy Classic and the Army-Navy Series throughout the academic year. Teams haven't played in anything coming up as of yet, but, of course, the big one coming up December the 14th. Army, of course, last week gave Michigan all they could handle at the Big House before losing in overtime 24-21. Coming up, Brianna Sorensen sits down with an old friend, Brian Norwood, back in Annapolis now, coaching the corners and helping Brian Newberry coordinate the defense here in Annapolis. He sits down with Brianna Sorensen coming up on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. What a life for Brian Norwood. Of course, started early in his career coaching here at the Naval Academy. At one point, I thought he might have been an airline employee for the rest of his life and staying out in Hawaii, which is not a bad place to live your life as well. Met his wife out there. And obviously for Brian Norwood, been blessed. Kids that have played in the NFL and, of course, obviously an opportunity right now to come back to Annapolis here and coach at the Naval Academy. Our Brianna Sorensen sat down with a longtime coach. He's been doing it a long time, but still has the great energy to keep on coaching.
Coach Brian Norwood, co-defensive coordinator here at Navy. Coach, after 19 years later, you're back here in Annapolis. How has that journey been for you so far?
You know, it's really been amazing to be able to sort of start young here as a coach. It was my second full-time job, but my first Division 1A job, which was pretty amazing, come from Richmond to here. And then 19 years later or so to come full circle and come back has really been a blessing. This is the first time I've done something like this where I've come back to a university that I coached at before. And it being a Naval Academy and in Maryland and my hometown, it's been really a blessing all around.
And you are a 29-year coaching veteran. You've been at Kansas State, Tulsa, Baylor, Penn State, and Texas Tech, Richmond, and you helped out at Arizona. But why did you choose now to come back to Navy?
You know, I think everything just fell in line. You know, I'm a faithful person, so I truly believe that God's divine plan, and I see His hand written over all of my moves and everything that I've been. So this time for me to be able to come back here to the Naval Academy, and it's really just really perfect timing in my career. And so I'm excited about being here, know a lot about the institution and what it stands for. And then having, you know, one of my best friends being the head coach has really been a blessing.
Yeah, you played over at Hawaii, yes. You were quarterback and safety. So did you decide after your experience at Hawaii did you know that you wanted to coach?
You know, I actually, living in Hawaii, I thought I was going to be in Hawaii the rest of my life. You know, my wife's from there. I had a job with United Airlines when I first got in, before I got into coaching. And great job to have in Hawaii where you have flight benefits for you and the family. So just had always appreciated coaching and how they impacted my life, the coaches that coached me, and also everything around the sport. I actually was looking into some jobs within a career where my dad always talked to me about coaching. And then I had a person in United Airlines, a supervisor, closes the door and said, "What are you doing? You need to get into coaching." And for him to pull coaching out of his hat, I was like, "Well, okay, Lord, ring, 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 let me get in." So I got in, called Coach Tomey and Dwayne Aquina, and they gave me an opportunity to come and check it out.
So you came from United Airlines. Coaching.
Yes.
It's an interesting jump, but I guess you get, you know, some flight benefits a little within the season.
Still get to travel. I'm a big travel guy, so still get to travel in a different way, but it really, and the people at United were all for it, and really the whole transition from being a worker in the airline industry to being a coach, that is a pretty unique transition, but it was a blessing.
And you were the defensive backs coach at Navy from 1995 to 1999 in the beginning there. How has the overall atmosphere, has it changed at all from then till now?
Yeah, well, you know what, the foundation of the institution, sort of what it stands for, there's so many things that are still the same, the cores and stuff, but Annapolis has changed. I mean, it's still beautiful out here, but the facilities, all those things. Chet, the athletic director, has done a tremendous job in that light. But in a bigger picture of things, a lot of things are very similar. And I really like it. I really appreciate it.
And in your first season here at Navy, you finished 9-3 record, which is the best record since 1978, and had a 42-38 victory over California in the 1996 Aloha Bowl. How was that overall experience?
That was an amazing experience. I mean, the team unity at that time, a lot of the guys that are here now, Omar and RB, a lot of the guys that work here were players on that team back then. Really a memorable time, and to be able to go back to Hawaii and to win a game against a real good Cal team, to hit Tony Gonzalez, hit some real talented players on the team.
And was it pretty cool to see, like you said, those players now turn into coaches?
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And also see them as men, you know, seeing the players now that are retired, you know, military, that are in the coaching profession, and seeing them do their job, but in such a professional way with a lot of the lessons learned from being a midshipman and being an officer in the military.
And at your previous coaching job over at Kansas State, the defense made the biggest jump in Big 12 in pass defense, moving from last in the league all the way to fourth. What were some of the changes that you helped implement to make that jump?
Well, you know, it was really a defensive effort. I mean, we would have loved to have done much better from a season standpoint. And Blake Seiler, who was a first-year coordinator, who was a tremendous coordinator, tremendous person, allowed not only for him within what we're doing defensively, allowed me to be able to implement some things that I had done at other places that were real helpful. And I say helpful in the sense that it helped us defensively, but also from a coaching standpoint, having a guy that was allowing you to be able to include some of the things. So he did a lot. He was a tremendous coordinator. But just overall, it was a lot of unity and a team competing together to make changes.
So you've coached at so many different places, seen so much talent. What is the talent like here at Navy?
We have a talented team. We really do. I mean, you know, in some areas the experience is not there, but guys are working like they have experience. So I think it's a talented team, a great group of young guys and old guys. The captains are amazing. The leadership and the unity of the team is really great. And now we got to go through some adversity, some different things that football brings around that allows you to grow even more.
What are you as a coach most excited for this upcoming season?
Just, I'm excited for the guys. I'm excited for the way they've worked and sort of bought into everything Coach Neil Matulolo is providing them. He's a tremendous coach, tremendous leader, a passionate guy, loves the kids. So it's great when you have a guy at the head operating in that manner, then that love and unity. You know, the Bible says a threefold strand is not easily broken, and just trying to continue to build that unity is something that I'm excited to see on the field.
Navy cornerback and co-defensive coordinator Brian Norwood with Brianna Sorensen. Coming up, a spotlight on Bijan Nichols. Who is he? He's the kicker that boomed one from 44 in the opener. That coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Since 1922, USAA has remained true to its mission as a champion for the well-being of America's military community. Wherever life takes service members and their families, PCS, deployment, transition from active duty, and more, USAA is there with products and services tailored to their unique needs. USAA does more because no one cares more.
Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliate, San Antonio, Texas.
At the Westin Annapolis, you never miss a beat. Whether you dream of a grand affair, an intimate gathering, or a collaborative space and state-of-the-art meeting rooms, the Westin Annapolis offers the perfect blend of upscale appeal and outstanding service. Follow along on Instagram at Westin Annapolis. Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery? It's a quick, casual restaurant that serves fresh, wholesome food. The salad dressings are made from scratch, and they hand-chop over 30 kinds of fresh produce daily. Right when you walk in, their kitchen is an open book where you can see the team preparing salads, sandwiches, and gourmet pizzas. Stop by with family and friends or pick up scratch-made meals at the Express Market and take it with you to the game or tailgate. Nuke's Eatery, Annapolis Town Center and the Village at Wachapel.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch who remind you, responsibility matters.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. The Navy midshipman, of course, with Bennett Mooring over the last 4 years. Had a very solid kicking game in the PAT field goal area. Now enter Bijan Nichols, the freshman, 6'1", 165, at Rockwall Heath in Heath, Texas. He was recruited by Army. He was likely headed to Army. But then after visiting the Naval Academy and seeing some interesting career choices, he decided to come to Annapolis. And the former letter winner in football, soccer, and track and field at Rockwall Heath High School came to Navy. The Mids look like they're going to benefit from the foot of number 43. Ironically, it's something that Nichols almost didn't do on the high school level. See, he was taking online classes, but he said he missed his friends.
I did online school. I played soccer, and I missed my friends. So I wanted to go back, hang out with them a little bit more. So I joined the football team. Kicking came kind of naturally, more to me than other positions. And I found out that I was decent at it, started working at it, and progressed and eventually got here. And then started working at it more just for fun freshman year. Then going into my sophomore year, especially in the spring, I saw that it is something that I could take somewhere and started developing from there and only got better.
One of the ways to improve as a kicker is to get in one of these kicking academies. Locally, obviously here around the Naval Academy, Matt Stover up the road has a kicking academy. And for a guy like Nichols, Chris Saylor's Kicking Academy proved to be a good one for him down in Texas.
I started the summer of my freshman year, then started to take it pretty seriously after that. So followed my sophomore year into there and been with them since.
As for why he chose Navy over Army,
I knew both were service academies, great education, great opportunities. I started thinking about the service selection at Navy. I think it's much wider. Also, my cousin, Brady Peterson, graduated last year. He's part of the Brotherhood, helped talk me into it, and got up here, felt like home. Haven't looked back since I made the decision to come here.
One of the great challenges for freshmen, of course, is plebe summer. How do you stay physically in shape? And more importantly for a kicker, how do you keep those legs, which get worked very hard in July and August, in shape to keep kicking?
Every night, during sports period, I would just kind of go through my technique and just make sure that the dynamics and technique of my swing were right, and just did that, try to get it in most nights. The strength, we ran a lot here, so just making sure I was limber and stretched out. It took me about a week or so, 2 weeks, to get back into it, to where I felt comfortable again. But that's mostly what I did.
Navy kicker Bijan Nichols out of the great state of Texas. Lots of good things going on around the yard, and we'll get to some of those when we return. It's the Navy Sports Magazine coming to you in a Week 2 matchup for the Mids as they take on East Carolina Saturday at 3:30. Tickets are available 1-800-US-4-NAVY or go to NavySports.com. Back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. We're brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, one of the standout units from Saturday in the win over Holy Cross, and one that will certainly be tested going forward in the American Athletic Conference, is the secondary. With so many terrific, explosive passing offenses, that group's going to have to come together quickly. In game number one, with a new system under defensive coordinator Brian Newberry and co-defensive coordinator and cornerbacks coach Brian Norwood, the Mids corners and men in the secondary shined, several honored by the coaching staff with player of the week honors. And a guy that fired one of the opening salvos of the game for the Mids was Cameron Kinley, a tall corner off the wing, came in, made a great play in run support, and also later in the game ended up with a quarterback sack. Brian Norwood talks about the corner and what he brings to the table.
You know, first of all, he's a quality kid. I mean, his leadership ability, the way he works, you can challenge him and push him in regards to, you know, doing things better and better, and he, you know, makes mistakes like everybody, but he has a good attitude about coming back and correcting and working. So he's a great kid. You ask anybody on the team about Cameron Kinley, and they'll have nothing but great things to say about him. So, yeah, easy kid to coach in that aspect because he's such a, you know, hardworking kid, a pleaser, a guy that really wants to do well in all things.
Coming up against East Carolina, the objective, of course, will be to stop their quarterback, Holton Ahlers, and a new attack for East Carolina. For Kinley and the guys in the secondary, they know that defensively they've got to build that respect back up here as the mids trying to get the defensive numbers back up to a point in the American Athletic Conference where folks are certainly going to take them very seriously now and become a big challenge as to what teams have to prepare for. Kinley, ready to take on that challenge.
We're real humble back there in the secondary. We don't have too much respect in the country right now, so we know we got to come to work every day. Our motto is humble and hungry. So every day, every week, we're coming to work. We're coming to get better, focusing on the small things, trusting our technique. We know if we do our job, our coaches are going to put us in a position to make plays. So
Cameron Kinley and the rest of the Navy secondary going to be under fire, certainly, the rest of the American Athletic Conference season, but a group that certainly seems focused with great leadership and looking forward to getting the job done from that capacity. Meanwhile, what a great week around the Naval Academy from a results standpoint. If you were with us last week on Stadium Sports, we brought you the action of the mids in water polo as Louis Nicolau's team found themselves in the pool with co-number twos, the Stanford Cardinal and the UCLA Bruins. And those were great tests that helped prepare the mids for the conference foes like Iona, like Johns Hopkins, where the mids picked up victories there. Also, a Monday win against Austin College as well. So that's, again, exactly, we talked about it during the course of the broadcast. If you're Navy, that's why you go out and you bring in schools like Stanford and UCLA for the Navy Open, because you get better when you play teams like that. And the mids obviously showed growth from those efforts against the nation's best, picking up three wins, two at the Navy Open, and then one on Monday against Austin College. Meanwhile, the Coach O'Donohue and the men's soccer team continuing their terrific start, beating St. Peter's on Sunday as they get a 2-0 victory in that game as they wrap up a perfect homestand against the Peacocks, as the mids now sitting at 4-0 on the campaign after their 2-0 victory. It is the best start for the mids since 2010. So great things ahead for this Navy soccer team. And we could see this momentum building at the end of last season when this team came out of nowhere almost to rally for a playoff berth in the Patriot League, and certainly getting the kind of start to the season as you would hope. Second goals of the year for Matt Nacita and Jacob Williams in the contest for the midshipmen, who are off to a terrific start, looking to continue that as the week goes along. The women's volleyball team, a winner over George Mason earlier this week by a count of 3-1. What a ridiculous schedule in terms of competition they have played here to start this season. And again, why do you go out and play teams like Alabama, Cal Santa Barbara? A, you only had to go to Richmond to play them, which was a terrific opportunity. Michigan, of course, the team that eliminated them from the NCAA tournament, is up next on the schedule. But again, if you're going to compete year in and year out with a program certainly like American, which had set the standard, the mids rose to that standard and finally knocking off the Eagles last year to win the Patriot League championship and a berth in the NCAA tournament. You go out and you schedule the teams they're playing right now. They will not have a home match until October the 4th. We'll have that for you on stadium.com when they take on the Leopards of Lafayette. But again, terrific start for the mids. You go out and play good people. And then when you play matches, which on paper, you know, you feel good about, maybe even better than 50-50 matches, you're prepared for those. As Paige Miles posted the first double-double of her career as a part of the all-around match for the mids, who are now 3-3 after beating George Mason in Fairfax in four sets on Tuesday night. Meanwhile, looking ahead toward the weekend,
as Karen Gabaris' women's soccer team has a matchup with Gardner-Webb to get things started on Thursday as we head into the weekend of play. And again, you can go to NavySports.com and you can get all of the action of the upcoming weekend for Navy sports, both on the field here in Annapolis, and if you're looking to follow your favorite team as they may be heading out on the road, you'll be able to do that as well. That'll do it for our program this week. Our thanks to Bill Lusby and my man Joe Miller hustling down some of the sound for all of our interviews this week. We've got football coming up for you on Saturday. Can't wait. It's the Mids and the Pirates of East Carolina. We're on the air at 2:35 Eastern Time. Kickoff is set for just after 3:30. We hope you'll make your plans to join us at Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. And if you can't, join Joe Miller, Keith Mills, Scott Wyckoff, and yours truly on the Navy Radio Network. Our thanks to Bill Lusby. My name is Pete Medhurst. We'll see you next week for another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA. By Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. Visit www.usnabsd.com. And by USAA, proud sponsor of Navy Athletics.